producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello. Instead of a farewell, what is it? We bid you good day. I bid you
adieu.
Adieu. Adieu, as opposed to Adele.
Adieu.
If you have not seen the video of the day yet today at DougStephan.com, please go there and watch this extraordinary 7 minutes of fun. James Corden, the host of that late show on CBS, somebody that I have not had much good to say about, I am now a fan.
Really?
I
he converted you?
This piece of audio and video is so compelling. It is so warm. It is so friendly. It's so much fun. Corden has this carpool karaoke shtick that he does, and he's done it with a lot of great singers. I have not watched any of them before because I kind of dismissed them. I was sitting in an office yesterday, and they had CBS on, and they flashed this carpool karaoke thing with Adele. Watching the whole bit, the premise, and how it's executed, and how much fun it is, and how she's enjoying him, and he's enjoying her, and the audience is loving it. And I just thought it was one of the nicest pieces of video. And then as I listened to it, the two of them are singing. He's got a CD of hers, and he puts it on, and they're singing. It's karaoke. And her voice is so clear and strong and true, and she's having fun with him and having fun with it. It just is a wonderful, warm way to spend a few minutes. So if you haven't seen it yet and you're a fan of Adele's, and even if you aren't, if you don't even know who Adele is, if you watch it, you'll become a fan. She just comes across as being so warm and wonderful. And the sad thing about it is that her tour of America has been obfuscated by the ticket whores. And I say that because that's what they are. Not very genteel. I think it's yesterday.
Grab up those tickets, well, that's for sure.
I wanted to go, and I looked at both the Boston and the Los Angeles scenario, and the tickets are hundreds of dollars more than what. I mean, I'm not poor, but I'm not going to spend $700,
$800. Yeah, that's hard to justify.
It's ridiculous. And I'm surprised that she would let that happen, or maybe she doesn't know, or maybe she's learning her way around. But
oh no, I think everybody knows that this happens. I mean, you get a chance, and I mean they try.
How do you stop it? Didn't Bruce Springsteen stop it? How do you stop it?
Well, you try to do things because now everything's done online. So you try to do things like have a code so that you couldn't just get like spammers going through and buying hundreds of tickets all at one fair swoop.
Yeah, which
is
what they do.
You know, I still think you get people to buy multiple sets of tickets when they go on sale, and then you just resell them.
The
resellers set the value.
Is that what you're saying?
You could.
Yeah. You got to be there. They were sold out. The Boston tickets were sold out in 14 minutes when they went online. Whoosh, gonzo. And I think the same was true here or close to that. It's the same in most every city where she's performing. And the same thing happens. I'm going to see Van Morrison tonight. And I looked at the first round of the tickets, and they were reasonably priced. And then the second time, wow. Into the stratosphere. So, and I have an extra ticket, so if you want to go, Jennifer.
I have my event tonight, otherwise I would. Thank you, though.
There you go. All right, so anyway, I just wanted to point out to you how neat that video of the day was. Good story from the astronauts, space station, highlighting Tim Peake, who is a former British Army major, first astronaut to perform a spacewalk wearing the Union Jack. That's later today. I think that was kind of cute. And then there was the presidential debate. You watched last night?
Of course.
All right. This, I watched a little bit of it. I came in late, and I was I wanted to go to sleep, but I thought, okay, I'll watch it for a little while. And I heard Trump get booed a couple of times. As a matter of fact, the story we have at DougStephan.com in our trending box is that he was repeatedly booed. Why was he being booed? What did you take away from that, those moments?
Well, I thought at the beginning he got into, well, they, Neil Cavuto actually drew him and Ted Cruz into the birther debate. And that
Neil
was
Cavuto's
when
suit made him look like the cheap salesman. That
I didn't think he looked like a cheap salesman. I actually thought he looked like Eddie Munster. Yeah, did you get that? He dyed his hair black and he has the widow's peak. And I was like, oh,
is an extraordinary phony. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, anyway, I do want to say before, you know, wrecking Neil Cavuto, that I think the Fox Business debates have been the best by far. I think they actually get into the most, like, information.
Yeah,
I think they get it out of the candidates.
Get to the point. And stop and this he said, she said sort of thing, even though that's what you're talking
couple,
about here.
Yeah, there were a couple, maybe two or three moments where it was kind of like they would pit the guys against each other, but nothing like the other debates.
Yeah.
And that being said, Ted Cruz got into this birther argument with Donald Trump and basically wiped the floor with him. But Donald is, to me, kind of like one of those inflatable things, like that has the sand at the bottom, so they tip over, but then they right themselves right away.
What a great analogy. That's
him, because he was, like, down, and Ted Cruz was, like, having his way with them with this birther thing, saying, well, look, Donald, if what you're saying is true, you couldn't run for president either. Your mom was born in, you know, Switzerland or wherever his mother was born.
Well, by the way, for those of you who don't remember, Cruz is basically a Canadian. He's got both passports. He says he's renounced his citizenship, but there's still questions that are there. But he did a pretty good job of trying to.
Well, he did, and he sounds sure of himself. But you know, Trump is right in the fact that the Democrats or whoever doesn't like Ted Cruz will use this and tie it up in court. He's right about that. Yeah. And Ted Cruz needs to be prepared. And it sounded last night like he was, so that was good. You have to come out in front of these stories. But then as soon as he got, you know, as soon as our little inflatable Donald went back and I thought he was going to hit the floor, he, like, bounced forward and had maybe the debate of his life. I mean, I thought of all the debates that I've seen, he was really good. He started saying, he was asked about Nikki Haley, saying that he was angry. And he goes, you know what? I am. I thought about that. I don't feel like an angry guy, but I realized I'm angry. That's why I'm running for president, because I want to fix things. It was
people are
genius.
Supporting him because people are angry about what's going on.
Exactly. And so, I mean, there was those moments then when he, I think, could have arguably won. I mean, he and Cruz seem to have done very well. And then followed by maybe Rubio and Christie, who I think also did pretty well. Christie shines in the debates because he's constantly focusing on the main prize. He doesn't get caught up in, like, the weird petty stuff.
Yeah.
He's constantly like, Hillary this.
Yep.
And that's smart. That's
it's
what you should do, because people visualize you do it going up against Hillary then.
I think it's very smart. You're right about that. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Friday the 15th of January. The Ides of January are upon us. 14 after the hour. Remember, I've talked to you in really pretty explicit terms over the past year or so about your face, your hair, your looks, and how important your looks are to the mental state of mind, and the mental state of mind is so important to your overall physical well-being. So if you like the way you look, you're going to feel good. Anything that will put your mind at ease, because your mind controls your body, and if your mind is upset and your mind's working all the time, that stress takes its toll on your body. So let's do something simple and easy, not taking Rogaine and some of the other stuff that's questionable for your hair, but getting on the Provia bandwagon. Provia will give you the look and the confidence that you like. You got thinning hair? It could be the result of aging or plugged up pores, aging follicles, plugged up pores. Your hair comes out. That's part of the way we all are. Jennifer's hair comes out. Kenny's hair comes out. My hair comes out. Your hair comes out. But normally, it would grow back in again unless your pores are plugged up. And if your pores are plugged up, it's probably because you've used cheap shampoos and things that, I understand, you would go, but what's the difference between a $1 bottle of shampoo and a $10 bottle of shampoo? Well, if it's creamy and white-colored, there's something, some element in that that gets into your pores and stays there. It gets like cement. And Provia cleanses that out, loosens it up, and gets rid of it. Whether you're a man or a woman, you can fix your hair, unless it's male pattern baldness, something like that, and then it doesn't work. But for cleansing, if you look, if your part line is spreading and you got a sort of bald spot in the back of your head, that kind of stuff, this will work. Do the job. Get your hair back or your money back. That's the guarantee from the folks at Provia. 800-525-8319. People ask me all the time, do I use it? And I say, yes, you can use it. It's a volumizer. It's really terrific. It's almost one of those things that you can use that will fortify your hair and keep it from becoming any worse than it is. Let's just stop the losing of your hair and then work toward adding your hair, getting your hair back again. 800-525-8319. Get a regular Barlow Provia. Get Super Concentrate. You get two for the price of one when you dial 800-525-8319. Again, the message is clear and simple and to the point. You get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators January Flooring Sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like Gunstock Oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, from the presidential debate last night, Chris Christie talks incessantly and well about the Obama administration.
It's absolutely disgraceful that Secretary Kerry and others said in their response to what's going on in Iran that this was a good thing. It showed how the relationship was getting better. The president doesn't understand, and by the way, neither does Secretary Clinton. And here's my warning to everybody out in the audience tonight. If you're worried about the world being on fire, you're worried about how we're going to use our military, you're worried about strengthening our military, and you're worried most of all about keeping your homes and your families safe and secure, you cannot give Hillary Clinton a third term of Barack Obama's leadership. I will not do that. If I'm the nominee, she won't get within 10 miles of the White House.
I'm telling you, when he comes to debating, he is a genius. Yeah. He knows what to do.
But Hillary Clinton will be certainly within 10 miles of the White House.
Not if Chris Christie's president.
Yeah, she'll be in there. And
Jeb actually had a line. He was sort of reinvigorated last night.
Yeah.
And it finally, like you go, oh, he finally landed one of his Jeb zingers. It was Hillary Clinton's going to, if she goes to, she'll be going from the White House to the courthouse if she's elected president. We've landed one, finally.
All right, so Kenny, you have some Facebook comments on the candidates and the presidential debate, et cetera?
Well, we had asked if our listeners could ask one question of the candidates, what would they ask?
Boxes or briefs.
John says, what, if anything, will you do to make sure our Congress has term limits? The first candidate that starts talking about this important issue will have my vote, even if I'm voting against party lines.
Right. And the first candidate who talks about that will lose. Even though it's a terrific issue, and I would agree. I want to have term limits. I've said this hundreds of times. 6 years for the president, one term. 6 years for a Senate, one term. 6 years for the House, one term. You're out. 6 years of governor, out. 21 after the hour, and good day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Wake Up Rising Show. Well, it depends on when you're listening to this, because this program airs all around the clock, all around the country, and all around the world. Some people listen to it early in the morning. Some people listen to it morning drive. Some people listen to it mid-mornings. It's in mid-afternoons in some places. It's everywhere. All Doug, all the time, which includes Jennifer, so it's all Jennifer all the time. Ken Kessler here as well with our focus on fun now as we go to the monologues from the late night show, starting with Conan O'Brien and Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has been endorsed by a whites-only group. In response, Trump said, "I'm proud to be the official candidate of the U.S. ski team."
A couple of ways you could interpret that. Here is Stephen Colbert. Didn't win the Powerball. Gee. God.
Well, we all know at this point they announced the winner of the Powerball lottery yesterday, and I won a 2x2 piece of paper, which I'm going to use to roll up something to help me forget about the whole thing.
Oh, boy.
There you go. If that's true, send in the National Guard.
That's
arrest him. Yeah.
Now.
All right, so here's Mike Myers. No. Sean Myers. No.
Seth
Myers.
Seth. All right. Oh, boy.
That's funny in and of itself.
Thank you,
joking.
Joe Steffen.
Yes, thank you very much.
Tom Steffen.
Yes.
Phil Steffen.
There she is, Adele Horn. All right, here's Donald Trump in the focus with Mr. Myers.
Donald Trump said this week that his high poll numbers in Massachusetts are due to his support from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Man, what is it with Tom Brady and deflated leather balls?
That's funny.
Wow.
And you can take it a couple of different ways, too, as a matter of fact.
Sure could.
All right. Ellen DeGeneres joking about not winning.
So what? So who cares if we didn't win the Powerball? You know, we have to remember that money is not everything. What is in your heart is what matters most. I'm kidding. I'm super pissed.
Does it sound...
Did you hear she's adopting? Is that true, or was that just a rumor flying around on social media yesterday, Kenny?
I didn't hear that.
I think it's Kenny, a dog.
What did you say,
a
Kenny?
Dog? Is that what it is?
She's adopting
a dog.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay.
That's cute.
Good. All right, let's see. Steve Harvey, on his program, daytime program yesterday, joked with an audience member about giving advice to friends.
So I'm extremely close with my best friend and her mom, and I always get stuck in between their arguments. They argue about stupid stuff, and they're constantly calling me on three-way, asking my opinions for who's right and who's wrong. Huh. But I'm not a counselor, and I have my own problems to deal with. So how do I get out of this mother and daughter war?
Well, see, y'all have a lot of little stuff be bothering y'all. Just just walk off. Go home. Don't answer the phone. While they talking, just set it down. Do something else. You know, draw on the refrigerator. When they talk, or better yet, what I do is I give stupid advice, then you won't ask me no more.
See, his not so much what he says, but how he says it in that colloquial way makes it, I think, very amusing, very cool. Steve Harvey's good. I like him a lot. Wendy Williams has lost too much weight. I watched a little bit of her program when I was in Phoenix the other day, and it's becoming the audience, the whole thing is, I don't know, I'm beginning to get a little uncomfortable with the way she's sort of using whatever she has to appeal to people, although she still has good conversation, and the audience member stuff is really good. Here she speaks with somebody about what to do with a client who's too touchy-feely.
I have a client that's a little too friendly. He grabs my hand. He gets a little bit too close, but he pays well. But I have a boyfriend. How do I get my client to stop hitting on me?
Leave it alone. I mean, he can hit on you, but it takes two to tango.
Absolutely.
So if you're not hitting back, you know, there are ways that you can speak to him without losing him as a client.
All right. And again, I call your attention to the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. James Corden with the fabulous Adele. You will have nothing but smiles from ear to ear when you watch that and you listen to it. So we have that for your listening and dancing pleasure. If you are a smoker, hookah smoking, becoming fashionable, so says Dr. Chambers. But is it safer than cigarettes? Let's find out.
Fashionistas are hooked on hookah smoking, but is it safer than cigarettes? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. According to the feds, hookah smoking is surging among high school students and millennials. First off, what is hookah smoking? Like cigarettes, it's a delivery system for nicotine. Simply put, it's a water pipe with a smoke chamber, a bowl, a pipe, and a hose, all designed to burn tobacco. In effect, a cumbersome cigarette. Ultimately, it does what cigarettes do, deliver tobacco with all its nastiness to your lungs. Here's the thing. A recent study showed hookah smoking is every bit as dangerous as cigarette smoking, and maybe even worse. DCOC advice, don't delude yourself because something is cool or hip or fashionable that it's healthy. Cigarettes in their heyday were cool and fashionable too. And we all know how that turned out. This is Dr. Chambers on call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, it's Mike calling again. I called a billion times about the burgers and the chicken and the flame grilling. My big idea, call me back. I'm here at home.
Michael, didn't we talk about you trying the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich, part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now, and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor
job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Conversation, Jennifer Horn here with all the power and strength that she can muster on the
air. That's good, because I've literally had maybe 6 hours of sleep over the last 2 days. I was telling the kids offline here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Watch out if I'm a little flippant today.
Really? You're
going to
be a wiseacre?
Worse than usual.
You're going to take advantage of me?
Yes, I apologize for my silliness.
All right, so Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. What would you ask the candidates? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Hurricane Alex.
Dun, dun, dun.
The first hurricane to form in the Atlantic in January. It's global warming.
Call Al Gore. Get him on the phone. This is ridiculous. Outrage.
Fast backwards. To 80 years ago.
Hurricane in January.
Yes, well, 80 years ago there was one. 80 years ago there was a
was
hurricane.
Was it scary, Dougie?
What's that? What?
Was it scary?
Oh, everybody.
She is a wiseacre.
Yes, she is. Right. Anyway, so let me see if I can finish this without getting into an altercation here. 80 years ago. You would be surprised to hear, perhaps, many of you who have not been around for 80 years, that the forecast included heavy winds, heavy rains, and that's what's going on in the Azores, which are off the coast of Africa. So not much to worry about here. It's sort of in the area that there's a corridor west of Portugal and in the northern part of Mexico, Africa. So that's where the hurricane is. The news people are saying this was a rare storm. It could be life-threatening. Flash floods, mudslides. Well, those are the Azores Islands west of Portugal. Yeah, there could be a problem there. Don't expect it to come here. But you wouldn't learn that by watching most of the news interpretations of this. Can you believe there is a hurricane in January? This could be a problem for everybody because we all know global warming will shut the planet down. We'll be done a week from next Tuesday. Anyway, the hurricane season, we pretty much know, runs from late June through early November. This is the third hurricane on record. Remember, the records go back to roughly in terms of having sort of an official weather forecasting service to the 1880s. Government's been keeping records for a couple of hundred years, and this has happened three times, a hurricane in January in the Atlantic. High water temperatures have caused the event, and the high water temperatures are because we have global warming, and the global warming is because we are burning too much fossil fuel. Well, we are burning a lot of fossil fuel, but that's not the only cause of the problem. But the people who are fanatics on this would have you believe that. It's just not true. All right. Any comments before we move on? Those are the facts. Do you have a comment, Jennifer?
No.
Do you have a comment, Ken?
Well, I just think it's all so obviously cyclical. Mm-hmm. They can even point to the last time there was one. It's not like this has never happened.
Right.
Doesn't happen often.
It's not like it's a Sharknado or anything. I mean, no.
Right.
This is going to be a silly day.
Save the time for a real event like a Sharknado.
All right, so speaking of things that are tempestuous, there are, and I even did this wrong in the last hour of the program, because the last thing I heard in the radio before I came in the house last night was all the noise from this 7-Eleven in Chino Hills, where supposedly the Powerball jackpot had been sold she didn't buy the nurse. The story was that somebody in this is a nursing home, and this woman worked in the nursing home, and the guy who runs nursing home had bought tickets for all of his employees, and she won. Well, that wasn't true at all, but yet that was what I said on it, because I believed that sort of was. But it turned out that the son, this nurse's son, pranked her and pranked everybody. And the news media, vroom, right to the story. Here's the winner.
That
and
is
they go
so mean.
To the nursing home to try to interview her. And anyway, this is a pretty
Powerball hoax.
Yeah,
although,
right.
You know, it's weird because I had heard a story about a nurse winning, but I had seen a picture online of a male nurse winning.
Really?
In any case, what really did happen, and this is true no matter what, is I'm in Southern California, and this 7-Eleven in Chino Hills was, like, inundated with a rush of people once the announcement came out that the winning ticket was sold there. I mean, these people were crazy.
Here's some of the audio. This is real audio from these crazy people that were taking selfies. They filled up the store. The guy couldn't do any business after it was learned that...
He won $1 million.
Right. Okay, here's a reporter who's on the scene.
There are several hundred people out here at the 7-Eleven on Chino Hills Parkway. This is where that jackpot winning ticket was sold. You can hear the crowd. They are so excited.
About what?
What a bunch of losers. They couldn't even win.
Yeah, why? For God's sake.
What are they doing?
Listen to this. Keep it going. Go ahead, Jeff.
Apparently, this store has been crazy for the last 3 days with people trying to buy tickets. And now that the winner's here, everybody wanted to come back to celebrate that their town, Chino Hills, is where the winner was. So let's go to some video where you can see them cheering.
Oh, my God. People need to get a job.
Well, yeah. That's what I want to know. This
Who
is Wednesday,
people that
Thursday.
Are
Why? What are you doing there? Why aren't you working?
You didn't win. Why are you chanting Chino Hill?
It's what people get behind. Go ahead. There's a little more of
it. Excited that they can share in the celebration. And they're wondering, do I know the person that possibly won? So we talked to several people. Listen.
It's better known to be the city that won the Powerball than being known as the city who has Cameron Dallas. Like, it's better to be the city that won Powerball. That's amazing.
Who's that?
I brought me out here. Came out here with my daughter. Just curious on whether winning
helicopter
was sold. And I'm surprised it's from Chino Hills, but
why?
Congratulations to the winner.
I'm Elizabeth the Street, and we.
This is what settles for news. in Southern
California.
That's
part of the issue, is that these guys made it a news story to talk to all the people who didn't win that gathered at the 7-Eleven. You know?
Because I can't find the person who did win.
Gosh.
All right. The owner of the nursing, say it again, Dave. Nursing home, his name is Shlomo Rechness.
Okay, are you sure?
I did that just for your benefit. That's his
are
name.
You sure?
I am absolutely. S-H-L-O-M-O-R-E-C-H-N-I-T-Z. Shlomo Rechness. He's the one who
sounds
bought
like
all the tickets.
Yeah, I'm sure the rabbi doesn't appreciate that.
You know what? Send your letters to jennifer@dougstephan.com.
That's it. Okay. Anyway, so that's it. So for those of you who are driving around Southern California and you want to get in on the action, the 7-Eleven is located at 4092 Chino Hills Parkway.
I'm going to go out there and scream later today. I have to drive by Chino's. I'm actually
who wants some lucky Slurpees?
And I'm going to go out there and go, Chino Hills!
These people are so stupid.
Maybe I'll make it on the
website. Oh, my God. Where do these people come from? They're Americans. They're going to vote for... Are those people going to vote for Donald Trump? I'm guessing no. Wouldn't you say, Kenny, that there's probably not a lot of people in that group that are voting for Donald Trump. I'm just guessing, but I think you wouldn't find too many in there that are voting. All right, so anyway, that's the silly stuff. Uri Geller, my friend who is the mentalist, is going to bring us into focus because we're getting out of focus here a little bit. So we got to bring ourselves back, Jennifer, into
Chino
focus.
Chino Hills.
Yeah. Let's see if Ari knows where Chino Hills is. Actually, his daughter lives here in Los Angeles, and he spent a lot of time on that. Yeah, I bet he might know where it is. We'll find out in a moment here. It's 42 past the hour on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right. 46 past the hour, actually about 45 after, to be more specific. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have my friend Uri Geller on the line from Tel Aviv. So how many people have talked to you about using your mental powers? If anybody in the world would have a run on conversation when it comes to this, it'd be you, because you've been using your mind and challenging people to use their mind all of your professional adult life. So what about the Powerball numbers? Even in Israel, it was a big story because there was so much of a jackpot. So what? How do you keep, but I know people have asked you this before, how do you keep yourself from trying to use your powers to figure out what the numbers are?
Well, listen, Doug, first of all, since the invention of the Internet, I have received probably thousands of emails throughout the last decades from people asking me to give them six numbers and all that, and how to win in lotto and football, basketball games, and how to predict the right numbers. And I always wrote back that I keep away from gambling because something very odd and strange happened to me in the 70s, in the early 70s, when I walked into a casino in London and I won £14,000. And the next day I was shaken by some kind of a, I don't know what it was, some powerful energy that told me not to do it again. And I actually threw the money out of the window, out of the out of a limo I was traveling in. I don't know who found it, but they enriched themselves with about $20,000. So my answer to those who gamble is keep away, because you will just have more money if you don't gamble it away. But when these mega, mega lotteries come about, I even got inside. I wanted to, so I called up one of my American friends, and I told him, go and buy me $100 worth of tickets. And I did win, Doug. So,
did you?
And it was actually Shippy and Hannah that told this guy in New Jersey to buy us a ticket, and we won. Guess how much? I'm sending you the figure.
$4.
What are you here?
$4.
What?
$4.
You double that.
$8.
We won. Yeah, exactly. We won $8. So yes, I mean it's luck. There's no magic bullets. It's sheer luck.
Well,
if you are in the right place at the right time by the right seller and you buy the ticket, you're lucky. Now, syndicates, you know, the people who buy thousands of tickets because they kind of, you know that, they collect the money altogether and they buy 10,000 tickets, so they have bigger chances. But I do believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, did they stop that in America? Syndications cannot buy any more tickets?
No, they didn't stop. As a matter of fact, there were a lot of stories this week about people, businessmen, folks from offshore buying thousands of tickets. One fella drove up to one of the stores and bought $3,000 worth of tickets. Took him a half hour to get all of his tickets. But that sort of thing did happen. And as the numbers got higher, more of it seemed to be happening. There were a lot of people theorizing that the Chinese were trying to crank it up. And you had conversation. It was news in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, where you are. I just find it fascinating that this sort of thing became the story that it did all around the world.
Yeah, Doug, I was walking in Rothschild Boulevard when I got a call from the news, from actually last night, from the news station, the biggest in Israel, telling me, oh, will you please come to our station to talk about the Powerball? And I actually went. I was in my trainer as we were walking our 15 kilometers.
Yeah.
And I told them, forgive me looking like a bum, but here I am. And they asked me for tips. How can you actually give a tip to someone when it's all to do with luck and sheer good luck? So I said, well, positive thinking definitely helps. If you can visualize yourself becoming a winner, create an imaginary television screen in your mind and see yourself winning in the future, you might win, and I'd like 10% from that.
Yeah. Can't give me 10%. Sounds like an oil deal. Visualization. Yeah. That was something I forgot about. That's something we ought to, Jennifer, keep in mind and keep talking about that. Visualize what you want. That's one of the great techniques that Uri's talked about over the years. Put in your head, use your head like a television set, and put in your head the picture of you in whatever adventure you're trying to go into, whatever you're following. Just put it in your head, and it becomes that visualization will become real. All right, Uri, good to have you here. Thank you. Travel safely. Go to Uri's website for fascinating stuff, URIGELLER.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The situation with Facebook in Egypt coming up, plus Amazon gets into yet another business market. The top tech stories of the day, what do you need to understand or know about wearables? That's up next here on Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save. The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, what do you make of this? In the last 6 weeks or so, officials in Egypt have arrested at least five people for creating Facebook pages that call for a revolution. Wasn't the revolution all about social media? Isn't that how it took place? Don't I remember that more than anything else? Wasn't that a visualization that stuck in your mind, seeing all the people that were out protesting in Egypt with their smartphones? Wasn't that really part of it, Kenny?
Part of it, yeah.
Most of it?
Should
they get everybody cranked up? So now that they're in the catbird seat, they don't want anybody screwing up their picnic. So if you're starting a Facebook page to get... Can you imagine what would happen if we did that here in America? What would happen if there... I mean, there are a lot of people who foment unrest. Are there Facebook pages that call for a revolution in America? There aren't.
Absolutely there are.
Yeah.
Don't know where my voice just went, but yes, there are.
Went the same place mine did. Mm-hmm. Amazon is moving into the freight market in a big way, the ocean freight market. They have moved into trucking. They have moved into air freight. Now they have turned their focus and thoughts to the sea. You realize you don't have to go any further than, well, let's say out here, Long Beach. You drive by Long Beach or in, there are a couple of communities where the around Long Beach, San Pedro is a pretty good example, where the ships come in and there are thousands and thousands of these big their freighter boxes. They look like a semi truck, but they're not on wheels. They put the cargo into these, and that's how they ship them across the ocean. And this is big, big business. So now Amazon China has registered with the Maritime Commission, the commission in our country, to become a licensed ocean freight forwarder. There is nothing these people can't do or won't get into it. It is amazing. I find it fascinating. Google, Samsung, others beginning to innovate smart clothing to track your fitness levels. They make more sense than monitoring health via a smartwatch or a wristband. I know the smartwatch that I got for Meredith, you always have to, it's always, the battery's always dead. You got to be charging it all the time. So smart clothing is being developed. So they have, I had a smart bathrobe I was given last year. Electric, you plug it in and it warms up. I guess
that's cool. I need one of those.
Do you really?
But then do you have to stay with the cord? I mean.
Yeah, well, no, you plug it in and you warm it up.
You have to stay by the outlet.
Unplug it. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, let's see. Hulu, aiming for a spring unveiling of their virtual reality apps. They are content providers now, not just, content, they're originators, Kenny, aren't they, of content? They've always been content providers, but now you can get an app and take advantage of the technology. Apparently, this is in the incubation period, but you'll be able to use Hulu in all sorts of ways. This is becoming very competitive. But aren't they developing their own shows as well, like Amazon?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Hulu is? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
All right, well, a lot of competition there. Another reason to unplug your television set, I guess. A lot of TV people aren't going to be happy to hear that. 59.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.